but a guy who he's been working hard, traveling the country and hoping to hear his name this weekend, the USD star, Tyler Starr. Tyler, hey, welcome to the program, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I know I always like it.
How many mock drafts have you looked for, whether it's in the paper, online, whatever? Have you looked at mock drafts to see where maybe your name shows up?
I know my mom and dad and grandma, they're all over that. They, you know, want to inform me, but I try to stay away from that a little bit. I think, that's kind of out of my control.
What do you suppose, if and when you're drafted, what are they going to draft you as? A linebacker, inside, outside, a lineman? What do you think you'll be used you get into the NFL?
You know, I mean, well, I'm thinking and, you know, hoping that they kind of see me as, you know, just an athlete on the defensive side of the field. I mean, what the game's turned into. I mean, put a guy on the field and stand him up on the line and, hey, is he rushing? Is he blitzing? You know, is he going to, you know, run vertical with a tight end? I mean, a guy with the capability of doing that, I mean, he can stay on the field for four downs. I mean, that's kind of what I want to envision myself as.
How much feedback are you getting from teams at this point in the process, Tyler? You know, what teams might want you to work on or where you might be drafted? Are you or your agent, are they having any contact on a regular basis?
I mean, I'm getting calls, you know, from teams, just, you know, making sure they have my draft day phone number. And, you know, my agent and I chat about, you know, where we think, you know, what we think is going to happen. And now I'm just out here trying to, you know, better myself, especially my weaknesses. You know, a lot of people say I'm weak in the core and not, you know, strong on the line of scrimmage. But, you know, that's something I'm trying to prove them wrong at.
I've caught a couple of these mock drafts already, and of course, Khalil Mack is being one of the top guys being mentioned. He's an outside linebacker, a pass rusher similar to you, and they're putting you in the same category, you know, as a outside linebacker, a guy that can rush the quarterback. That's pretty good company when you're in the same group as Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that guy at the combine. I mean, he definitely looks the part, and you know, he moves well on the field. I mean, not to be categorized, you know, up there with him. I mean, I don't know who else you'd want to be in some category with. I mean, yeah, he's definitely a dude.
He's Tyler Starr, former USD linebacker, hoping to hear his name called this weekend during the NFL draft here at Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So I'm sure, you know, you're working out 6 days a week and trying to get focused and get yourself right to hear your name. What are you doing in your downtime? How are you relaxing and trying to maybe take the edge off a little bit, Tyler?
You know, that's actually funny to say that because just sitting here with my buddy, we're just actually in a transition to our second fishing spot. So I've been doing a lot of fishing and golfing here while I can in my free time. You know, that's what I like to do, being in the outdoors.
Dog, you're fishing.
Are you better at fishing or golfing?
I'm going to go with fishing. My golf game... You know, I'm still, you know, 20, 30 over par, so I'm not. It's more of the experience, you know, the just being outside, not quite for the performance level.
We know you've done some traveling recently. We know that we've heard that you've gone out to places like Indianapolis and New England. Can you give us any number of teams? How many teams that you've had contact with over the past couple of months about maybe being looked at and being drafted this weekend?
You know, since, you know, we're pretty much already there, I mean, I did end up flying out to New England and meeting with the Patriots, and then I had a private workout with the Colts. And other than that, it's been, you know, probably 15 to 20 phone calls of teams just making sure they got my draft day information. And so, I mean, I think there's some love there, but, you know, like I say, you just don't know.
You know, you were at the Combine. And now, with a private workout, did they make you do other things than what you did at the Combine, you know, a month and a half ago?
Yeah, I mean, private workout, we were pretty much installed some of their defense, one of their packages, and, you know, kind of got their, you know, base package down, and we were in the classroom, and then drove up to the facility in Sioux Falls and Stanford, and, you know, that's where we, you know, just pretty much, hey, you know, I want you to do this coverage. you know, on the snap of the ball, I want to see you read. And so, I mean, I think you wanted to kind of put the mental part of the game and the physical part together and, you know, see where I ended up.
If you have to end up going the undrafted free agent route, have teams also told you, hey, if you don't go, we want to go ahead and line you up and bring you in? So have you had those kind of conversations with some of these teams too, Tyler?
I don't know if I mean, I've kind of had similar conversations. I think, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I'll make it through, you know, the draft process just so I can say that, hey, you know, I got drafted. I mean, I think that's just something cool to put on your, you know, life resume. But, yeah, obviously, you know, there's some teams out there that me and my agent have our eye on, and we definitely know, you know, where I want to fit if I don't end up getting drafted because, like you say, you know where you fit in on a team is a lot better than, you know, even getting drafted higher than, you know, what you want to do, because if you don't find a team where you can play and, you know, stay there, I mean, what's the point?
What about your coach, Coach Glenn down at USD? Have you had a chance to talk to him recently? Have you guys discussed about what may happen here down the road?
Yeah, you know, I've been chatting with Coach Glenn and my position coach, and you know, they're just, you know, super excited for the opportunity. But you know, they don't know either. You know, they've been hearing mixed feelings about certain things. So I mean, you know, it's going to be a journey here.
What are you going to do Thursday? Where are you going to be when the first round? Where are you going to be on Friday and Saturday? Are you changing your schedule at all?
Not really. You know, Thursday is going to be more of a, you know, relaxing night, and then Friday, you know, I may have, you know, a few family members over, and, you know, Saturday, I think I'm going to have, you know, my cousins, aunt and uncles, and we're going to fry up some chicken wings and some tortilla chips, and I'm also going to be celebrating my son's birthday. He turns 3 on that Sunday, so we're going to. Unfortunately, I don't have him on that day, so Saturday is going to be his birthday.
What, you're not going to grill any fish that you're catching today? Well, you're not going to have any of that?
I can't bank on that.
Hey, Tyler, I know you've worked your tail off. We know you've worked really hard to get ready for this weekend. You know what? We applaud you on that, and we wish you the best. And we'll talk again next week on what is next in line for you down the road.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. God bless.
You bet.
Thanks, Tyler.
Tyler Starr.